All right. Well, today we're going to focus a little bit on Paul during that second reading, partially because it's worthy of our attention and focus, and partially because I preached about Paul last week at all the other masses. It's good to be fair when possible. All right. So in the second reading, Paul is talking about how God's wisdom is not our wisdom, and how the most unlikely people will end up in God's service. Amen to that. Amen to that. I mean, it's such an understated idea. Think about this for a minute. There's a value out there. Let's call it wisdom in general, for simplicity's sake. It's not a skill. It's not a talent. It's not knowledge, but it can potentially aid all three of those categories. It is more than an opinion or a perception. Those are subjective by nature. And yet, it's not a notion or a concept, because those things don't change and grow with us through life. Wisdom is wisdom. There isn't anything else quite like it. And it doesn't belong to anyone in particular. And thank God for that. I mean, it's so unique in that way. Again, think about it for a minute. Knowledge, in general, belongs to the educated. If you want to be knowledgeable, well, you really do need to go to school, get your degree, read books, write papers, all that stuff. At some point, you have got to enter the world of academia and play their game for knowledge. Power. Power belongs to those who have earned it somehow, often at the cost of something human within them. You know, politicians are certainly powerful. You don't need me to tell you the price they pay for that kind of power. Soldiers certainly have power, but at the absolute very least, they pay a psychological price when they are trained to take a human life for the sake of duty. Make no mistake, that has an effect on a person. You know, and then again, maybe those examples are a little too extreme. Maybe the real price for power is a little more down to earth, because there are plenty of professions out there, you know, like pastors, policemen, judges, you name it. Those professions certainly have power. And I don't think that they demand too much at first. But when people enter those professions, they suffer great resentment and hatred, because those people will use their power to the best of their ability, and they will be reviled by the very people they're trying to serve. Granted, it probably won't happen on the first day on the job, but I mean, it happens, and that's where the spiritual drain comes in. That's the spiritual price for that sort of responsibility. You could say it's part of the job. So maybe we could say that power and authority come with a price that is paid in scar tissue. Now, contrary to all that stuff, in spite of all those possible examples I could have also gone on, you got wisdom. Wisdom doesn't belong to any group or demographic. There are no prerequisites. There is no set method to obtain it. There is no spiritual price to pay for it. And absolutely anyone can possess it. I think on that note, I think it's time for another Father Justin pop quiz. Oh, that groan was delicious. I am. I wish 8 o'clock groaned like that. But I did see like half of 8 o'clock mass like peak awake. Anyway, if you please, I would like you to think of the wisest person in your life, past or present. Who is the wisest person you can think of off the top of your head? Okay. How many of you are thinking of someone with below average education? Hands up, you gotta stay warm, you gotta keep the circulation going. Only a few people, that's interesting. How many people are thinking of someone with above average education? Way more, that doesn't help my argument. Okay, thank you. We'll get to that. How many of you are thinking of someone of modest means? Someone that doesn't have a ton of money? Okay. How many people are thinking of someone financially successful? Okay, a little bit less. You guys are killing me. How many of you are thinking of a woman? All right, that works. How many of you are thinking of a man? Okay. Thank you for participating. For the record, I was thinking of my grandfather, the one that died in 2000. Couldn't tell you why I'm thinking of him, of all people in my life, but there it is. Now, for those answers, I was expecting about a 50-50 ratio. The man-woman thing was pretty even. At 8 o'clock, that was the one that wasn't even. But, you know, it was. There were reasonable votes for both ways. I have one more question. One more question, and I'm frankly expecting a somewhat different result. How many of you are thinking of someone who's kind and loving? Yeah, pretty much everybody. That's what I thought. Thank you. Okay. I'm hoping that at least partially proves my point. Wisdom comes from God. Therefore, wise people tend to be good and generous people as well. Beyond that, it is all up to personal taste. Okay? Wisdom does not have a formula. It cannot be bought. It cannot be born into. It has absolutely no guarantees that come with it. It belongs to everyone. Richer, poorer, men, women. Everybody has a share in wisdom. Thank God for that. And that means that the most unlikely of people could very well find themselves in the service to God. Because wisdom requires nothing but the Holy Spirit and an open heart. So I think that is plenty reason for us to take Paul's advice today and to boast. But boast in the goodness of the Lord.